I think sometimes we might take our mirrors for granted. And I think also some of us need to look at the mirror more often than others. But we have mirrors every day in our homes, and that helps us see ourselves and see our mistakes, see whatever's wrong with us, our hair or whatever, to shave or anything that we need to do. And when we think about a mirror, we think about examining ourselves. And that is one of the reasons why we come together, and especially on the Lord's Day, like we're reading 1 Corinthians 11, let each one examine themselves. So it is important for us to consider examining ourselves. And also, for example, in Galatians 6, and I'm just going to read it real quick, but remember Galatians 6:1, brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such the one in a spirit of meekness. But then notice the last phrase. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And I want to tell you tonight that we can consider ourselves definitely, literally, when we talk about a mirror, but we can also consider ourselves spiritually. And the example I want to use, it's found in John chapter 9. But let me tell you, before I go to John chapter 9, there was a man, his name is Andreas Thomas. He's a national from Hungary. And this man was drafted into the military of his country during the World War II. And somehow, by accident, they sent him to Russia, into a psychiatrist institution. This was in 1945. Now, later down the road, in year 2000, imagine, over 50 years later, they said, wait, I think we made a mistake. Something, okay, this man is fine, but yet he's been in a psychiatrist institution for over 50 years without talking to other person, but then notice, without looking himself in the mirror. They say that when he came out, he looked at his face for hours and hours, just beholding the color of his eyes, his eyebrows, his mouth, his nose. He was just so amazed to see himself for the first time in so many years. And this tells us about the importance and how we can take examining ourselves for granted. Now back to John chapter 9, and then I'll give you the invitation. The lesson will be yours in John 9. But I want to point out a couple of verses. I want to contrast two ways of examining ourselves that we find there in John 9. Notice the first verse, verse 24. Notice these religious leaders. They told this blind man who had just been healed. They told him, then again called they the man who was blind and said unto him, notice, give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner. Notice, they were not examining themselves, they were examining other people. When the purpose of the miracle was for them to examine themselves and look at the Messiah and look at the signs, they totally missed it because they were examining someone else. Now, this is the problem. So we can choose to examine other people, and this is very easy for us to do. It's easy to pick on other people's mistakes or see the when everything is painted, there's a little spot that we can spot it right quickly. That's the attitude that they had, and that's an attitude we can have also. So it's your choice. Now, notice the second attitude, verse 25, and this is the key of the man which is the key of this section. Notice verse 25, notice his attitude. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner, I don't know. That's not my business. I'm not judging him. I'm not looking at himself. I'm not looking at him. But this is what I know. That I was blind, but now I can see. Examining yourself. He didn't miss the miracle. He looked at the miracle. He looked at the evidence and he said, I'm not worried about whether he's sinning or not, or everybody else is sinning. I'm worried about my own sin, my own spiritual welfare, my well-being. So this is which attitude are we going to choose today? Which attitude are we going to choose throughout our lives? Are we going to forget about the mirror and don't look at ourselves for a long time and then go out and then with mistakes. I don't think we would do that in our daily lives. Although some of us sometimes do by accident. Or are we going to look at the mirror? Like the book of James says, whoever looks at that perfect law of liberty, but he's not a forgetful hearer, but he is a doer of the word. Now, if you want to be a doer of the word, obey the gospel. You know, the gospel plan of salvation. If you have any questions about it, if you are not a Christian, we will be gladly to sit down and go slowly on the gospel plan of salvation. Just let us know. And if you are a Christian, if you realize you made some mistakes and you have examined yourself and you say, I need the praise, I need the strengthening of my brethren, we will be so happy to pray for you as a fellow Christian who also struggles, not as a perfect man, just praying for you. So if any way we can assist you tonight, please let us do so while we stand and while we sing.